Wonderful. Well, who prepared that, Sonia? Is it Sonia? Sonia, let's give her a hand. So. If you see some people leaving, it's because they have Sunday school upstairs. And this is very important. Well, thank God. We're using the younger generation. Younger is okay. It's good English. More mature, maybe better. You know who? I was reading in a book of stories, and the story that always is repeated to moms is the children go to mom anything that happens to them. They go when their finger is hurting, and they go to mom, and mom says, it's an owie. Owie is an English word, owie. Or am I speaking in tongues today? So, if it's, and she kisses the places they are hurting and so on. Children are really so precious. Your children, mothers, I salute you for that. May God bless you. And here's a story to begin with. A little boy asked his mother where he came from. Did you ever face this situation? Okay. And also where she had come from as a baby. His mother gave him a tall tale about a beautiful white feathered bird. The boy ran into the next room and asked his grandmother. He asked her the same question and received a variation on the bird story. He then ran outside to his playmate with a comment. You know, Tim, he says, there hasn't been a normal birth in our family for three generations. We think they don't understand, they don't know. They know sometimes a lot, and may God bless them. Our reading today is from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, and verse 28 and 29. The Bible says a virtuous woman, a noble woman, who can find? Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. We are thankful. My question is, who plays the major role in preparing us, scholars, educators, and family counselors have concluded that this great responsibility falls on the mother's shoulder. A mother shapes the destiny of her children, and she prepares them to face their future world. Emerson said, a man of God, men are what their mothers make them. Napoleon Bonaparte wrote, the future destiny of the child is always the work of the mother. Abraham Lincoln said, all that I am and hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Today, we celebrate Mother's Day. And by the way, happy Mother's Day. Throughout the USA, people are preaching, pastors from pulpits, homes are celebrating Mother's Day. And all the eyes and affections are focused on Mother. As we turn to honor Mother today, we turn to the Bible, which instructs us in Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty is in vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. You heard me, young ladies. I'd like to celebrate today mother's love and sacrifice. Mother's love and sacrifice. I'm thankful for mothers who found the secret of godliness and who followed Christ's example by their dedication and sacrifice for God and their families. In John 3:16, which you all know and repeat, we read, "For God so loved that he gave." He sacrificed his only begotten Son. Friends, I have read, I have heard, I have witnessed, I have seen mothers so dedicated to their husbands and children, setting examples by giving themselves to others. Yes, a mother's sacrificial life should be tailored after the one who gave all to redeem us from sin and to make us his own children. Isn't that wonderful? We are so thankful for mothers who truly have the mind of Christ. They raise their children, not counting the cost, but looking at the enormous responsibilities that faces them with resolve, setting a high experience of serving and giving and sacrificing. These noble mothers look forward to seeing a new generation, amen, a new generation that honors God, family, and country. I said to some people earlier today, I said, I am complimenting mothers today. I'm not trying to bring a message to convict the mothers today. By the way, I'm running for sheriff, so vote for me at the end of the meeting. An unknown writer said, a mother is underpaid, has long hours, and gets very little rest. Do you agree with me, mothers? Say yes. She worries too much about her children. But she says she doesn't mind it at all. She is the guardian angel of the family, the queen. She lends a hand filled with love. A mother is the best friend anyone ever has. A mother is love. I have a story about a self-giving mother. Years ago, a young mother was making her way across, that's a true story, across the hills of South Wales, carrying her tiny baby in her arms. When she was overtaken by a blinding blizzard, her body was fine. Later on, she never reached her destination. But searchers found her body beneath a mound of snow. But they discovered that before her death, she had taken off all her outer clothing and wrapped it about her baby. When they unwrapped the child, to their great surprise and joy, they found he was still alive and well. She had mounded her body over his and given her life for her child, proving the depth of her mother's sacrifice and love. Years later, that child that lived, David Lloyd George, grown to manhood, became Prime Minister of Great Britain, and without a doubt, one of England's greatest statesmen. She died for the man who became a great statesman in the future. I know so many here in our church, so many mothers, and outside, I met so many in life, who for the love of their families have sacrificed career, positions, to dedicate their whole lives to their husbands and children. I salute you for your love and sacrifice this morning. Thank you, mothers. So many graduated with degrees, so many mothers, and they took their diplomas and hanged them on the wall and said, I want to raise my kids the way the Lord wants me to raise them. Remembering the verse that says, train your child in the way he should go. If the mother is not training the children, who is going to train them? I know the fathers are there. We'll speak about fathers on Father's Day. She hanged the diplomas. She forgot about them. And she is a real housewife, a real mother, taking care of the little things, of the little scars, of the food, of caring for them, sacrificing everything, everything, like this woman, even vivid her life. Some of you mothers are also homeschooling. Thank you for that. And I salute you for this. And more so, they serve in the church. They have responsibilities. Congratulations. May the Lord love you. May the Lord love you more. Rest assured. Rest assured. Your hard work and service to God will pay great dividends in the lives of your children, which will never be forgotten. Ladies, mothers, never underestimate being a housewife. A stay-home wife, with all the respect for those who are working. Maybe they must work, they have to work, and we understand that. But those who stay home, do not be ashamed to say, I am a housewife. I'm a mother. I want to take care of my house. I want to take care of my husband. I want to take care of my children. Do not underestimate that big responsibility. Rest assured, your labor will not go in vain. What you are doing today will produce strong men and women you will be proud of in the future. Keep going. Here's a true incident that happened to a professor. I want you to listen. He writes, the professor, too many times women are made to feel that they should apologize for being mothers and housewives. In reality, such roles can be noble callings. When I was in the faculty of the University of Pennsylvania, there were gatherings from time to time to which faculty members brought their spouses. Inevitably, some women, lawyer or sociologist, would confront my wife. And my wife is a housewife raising my children. And one of the women confronted her, saying, "And what is it that you do, my dear?" My wife, who is one of the most brilliantly articulate individuals I know, had a great response. I want to say this before I continue. Those people who are so proud around her that they told her, and in a demeaning way, and what do you do? Here's the response. If you don't understand the response, join me. I don't understand it. But this is highly philosophical, unbelievable. And she answered, "I am socializing to Homo sapiens." Do you understand this? "I'm socializing to Homo sapiens in the dominant values of the Judeo-Christian tradition in order that they might be instruments for the transformation of the social order into the teleologically prescribed utopia inherent in the eschaton." The professor said that she is brilliant, but she opted to raise her children over anything else. Well, I don't understand this. Do you understand? I don't. But she gave it to the lady. And then when she finished, then she followed this explanation, which is not to me at all. Okay. "And what is it that you do?" to the woman who asked her. Said, "What is it that you do?" The other person said, "I'm a lawyer." With all respect to our lawyer. We have another lawyer to be added to the church. "I am only a lawyer." "And what is it that you do?" when she said lawyer. She turned around and left. Mothers, you don't have to quote this. I can give it to you if you want to. You don't have. Say, "I am a housewife. I'm a Christian wife raising my kids to honor God." There shouldn't be any philosophy. Mothers have spiritual also influence. Paul, writing to his son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, "For I am mindful, I know, of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well." Thank God for Christian mothers. Thank God for mothers who are Christians and they are homeschooling to put in the heart of her children the love of God first and to live to honor God. Thank you, mothers. Thank you so much. The word of God addressed to all of us in Proverbs 1:8, what does it say? "Do not forsake the law of your mother." Check it out. Do not forsake the law of your mother. It is the law of love. It is the law of kindness, of selfishness, unselfishness, of giving, and giving of herself until there's no giving anymore, like this woman who died to protect her son. Someone wrote, the wisdom of God is exhibited in motherhood. We are not the byproduct of some impersonal biological process. We were not made of an assembly line. We are not made by combinations of chemicals. Our mothers nurtured us and formed us and started an intimate relationship when we were in her womb. She jeopardized her life so many times for us. The greatest lessons we have ever learned have come from loving, caring, sacrificing mothers who were always available to us. Mothers, please make yourself available to your children all the time. Love them regardless. Sometimes they drive you crazy. Love them. Sometimes you get to the end of your wit. Love them. Because you will find them. When you love them like the love of God, when you train them according to the word of God, and when you care for them and show them Christ himself in your life, when they grow up, they will not depart from it. They'll be your crown. Help me ask some mothers here, when your children grow up, aren't you proud of them? I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are proud of them. And the Lord will bless you in your youth and in your growing with them and getting older with them and seeing them being men and women of God. We know that the home today is battling for its life today. There's a battle going. People are searching for fulfillment outside the home because their homes are unstable. Their homes are lacking the foundation of principles that will guide the affair of a family. But you have a book you can refer to. And that book is the Bible. Go to it, it has an answer to every situation in your life. Mothers, when you approach your children, like Lois and Eunice mentioned in the Bible, and they have brought up Timothy in the fear of the Lord. The mother and the grandmother started to teach him the principles of Jesus Christ, of God. Well, he grew up to be a teenager and a little more than that. Here comes the preacher of preachers, Paul, and visited their home, and he saw this young man. Bear with me for a second. And he was so impressed by his life, by his respect, by his obedience to his mom, and said to his mom, I want to take Timothy to be with me. to go with me, because I'm going to go and preach the word of God to many people in Europe, in the Middle East, everywhere. She said, I raised him to serve the Lord. He's yours. Take him. He went there. Open the Bible. You'll read two letters to Timothy, who was an example of a young man serving the Lord. Two letters there, and he became a pastor of the church. That is the reward of a woman and a grandmother who raised him according to the word of the Bible. Let us thank God on this wonderful day for our Christian mothers and grandmothers. Let us be sensitive and grateful, not only on Mother's Day, but every day, for mothers and grandmothers, and let us pray for them. Let us pray for them wholeheartedly, without fail. As I said, I want to bring an encouraging message to you. And that's my message today. And the end, I would say, Happy Mother's Day. May God bless you all and bless your lives, bless your children. Keep doing what you're doing. And if you decide to be a mother today, a Christian mother, well and done, and may the Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Our Father, we are thankful for giving us the opportunity to just meditate for a few minutes on mother and her responsibilities and her blessings. Help each and every mother and grandmother in attendance today to keep going. And those who decide, I want to start being this mother, may the Lord bless and encourage. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us these few minutes to spend together. Bless every person in the congregation, fathers, mothers, grandfathers, children, each and everyone. And Lord, give every family a beautiful day today. Those who are celebrating, bless them. Those who are going home, whatever they're doing, may your presence be with each and every one. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.